gentleman who will be here tonight, not singing, though. So I think we're going to make a bet with him. He'll join us now. Leading receiver, Darius Bowman, joins us. Darius, how you doing?
How you doing, Jason, man? I'm doing great.
I heard you were golfing this morning. How'd you shoot?
I did a solid 103 today. Over. I did like 30 over today.
Now, when did,
better than yesterday.
When did you start golfing?
End of February.
Oh, you've just started like this year, like you've never golfed before.
Well, I did like appearances, but it was like I was there for the appearance. I did my first nine holes at the end of February, and I played about five games of nine holes up until yesterday. I played my first 18 yesterday.
Wow, were you tired at the end?
Oh my goodness, it's a workout. I've been sore all day, but it left me so ready. I woke up the next morning and was right back out there, man. I shot 43 over the first day, but I shot 30 over the day. So they say it's supposed to keep going down. So hopefully it stay that way.
Well, no, that's a big improvement. Big improvement.
I know.
Are you golfing with Murray at the ranch? Is he giving you any tips?
Well, I Murray's elite, so I didn't get to golf with him, but he was out there. I was with Weezy, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Our equipment manager, Mike Riley, Ryan King, McKinley, one of Weezy's kids. Like, we had a nice group out there this morning. And, it was good.
Well, that's good. Hey, proven 13 shots in one day. Hey, you'll be breaking 100 very soon. So,
I know. That's what everybody's been telling me. That got to be my next goal. So, I might end up out there again before we start camp so I can make that happen.
Now, of course, training camp starts. Medical's on Saturday next weekend, and then you get on the field on Sunday. You guys, not a lot of changes like last year. You don't have to learn a new system. You don't have to learn a new coaching staff. How much of an advantage is that going to be, do you think, and why?
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a huge advantage. And the reason why is, like I say, I feel like we spent most of our training camp last year trying to build that base, trying to find ourselves. You know what I mean? We're trying to figure out our coaches trying to figure us out. You know what I mean? The city's trying to figure out what we're doing. So now I feel like we kind of got a base laid. So for me, I'm going in to build off of that rather than to start that. You know, so for me, I feel like that's our advantage that we have. I ain't gonna really try to get too much into speaking about all the teams, but for me and our team right now, I feel like that's an advantage for us because our coaching staff, we know what Coach Jones and their staff is going to bring. They know what we're going to bring, so we can go in there and bring it now.
The last 2 years, the Eskimos have had the leading receiver in the league, Fred Stamps, and then yourself last season, Darius. Mm-hmm. Fred's no longer here. You guys have made a lot of changes in the receiving core. There's also a lot of changes in the rules for defensive backs and how they're going to be able to cover you downfield. How is that going to impact you?
Jason, you know what? I don't want to say too much, but I think it's going to impact me in a great way. It may impact defenses in the worst way. So I'm actually to get out here and ready to see it. But for me, I think it's going to be something great for the league. You know, for me, like I say, this is my eighth year in the league, and last year was a huge, huge defensive year. I think all around the league, you know, I think coaches are getting a lot better with the scheming and the way you can play this game and the rules that we had before. So for me, I think definitely going to be a change. You might get some complaints or whatever you want this year, but I think long term is going to be great.
Did you find, because the new rule, for those who don't know, after 5 yards, basically, there's no contact. You know, and you're a big guy. You know, you like contact.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, so that's why I say for me, it might be something great, but for defenders, that might be the worst rule they could ever make.
Do you think you're, like, it's going to be called both ways. Like, you're not supposed to be able to even contact the defender downfield either.
Yeah, so that's why I was saying for me, I'm – No, it's not cheating because it wasn't a rule before, but I am the king of pushing off. But what I'm saying is it's going to make, like I said, I think it'll make the game a lot more. It's going to really show, like I said, I feel you get a lot more points scored this way. You get a lot more like just guys just being athletic and showing their talent. You know, I know for me sometimes it turns into boxing matches rather than a football game, just all the tussling we do sometimes just to get to the ball. So for me, I think it'll clean it up and make it a lot more smoother.
Darius Bowman joins us. Darius, you also have a much bigger bullseye on you now that, you know, when you lead the league in receiving, everything changes. Will you expect defenses, and did you notice it even in the last third of the season? Did they play you differently than they did earlier in the year?
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. And I think for me, Jason, I think our coaches just prepared, were so prepared for that. You know, Coach McAdoo and our offensive staff, you know, Jerry, is just our Coach Kez, just all of them, I think, like, especially for Coach Kez, just all of those guys, they're guys that's played the game before. So, you know, that they're already one step ahead, you know. And so for us, like I said, we're going in to build on the things we did last year. And, like, we talked a few times through the offseason already. So it's going to be a big challenge for me. I'm probably going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to learn a couple of new things in terms of being able to move around, you know, because you got to take advantage of that, you know. So I think it's going to be a great job, but I doubt they're just going to stop it.
Darius Bowman joins us from the Edmonton Eskimos. Now, Darius, I was talking earlier because this will be your second time judging, and we appreciate you giving up your time to come judge a karaoke contest. Your teammate sang last year, Mike Riley, and he said he won't. So I was going to make a bet with you. How about this?
All right, what's the bet?
If you lead the league in receiving yards,
true,
you'll sing in our karaoke next year.
That's a bet.
Yeah.
That's a bet because I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to lead. And you know what? I'm going to sing. If I lead, I'll sing, man. That's fair enough.
Okay, that's good. I like that. I like that. What would you sing? Like, what would be your choice of songs?
All right, so I can't think of the exact song right now, but I'm definitely I'm a hip-hop guy.
Okay.
But I think if this bet goes through and you win, you pick the song.
Oh!
You pick the song.
We pick the song.
I get myself together. You pick the song.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay, that's great. I love it. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
very good. I'm gonna do that, Jay.
Now, for all of our contestants out there tonight, Judge Bowman, what do you look for in the karaoke singers tonight?
Oh, man, I love your performance. Your performance as a whole, meaning your the way you show up in terms of your presentation, like, the clothing or the way you present and show up to your song. I like when the scene matches the song that I got. You know what I mean? You kind of looking real dark and then singing because I'm happy. That would kind of confuse me. You know what I mean? But like for me, like I said, I like to see your clothing, and then I like to see your confidence.
Confidence.
I remember from last time. You know what I mean? That was one thing I was like, they know what's going on, but they're not showing that they're confident about what's going on. So it makes another person feel like you know what I mean? You're unsure about it. So confidence, you know what I mean? And then just execution, finishing all the way through the song. You get people sometimes that's not able to finish through the song because it is a tough situation for me. Like I say, I normally just say no, Jay. So I'm speaking all this, knowing that I haven't got up there and been in that position yet. But, yeah, I'm looking for confidence. I think that's my biggest thing. I like a person to be confident, and that way I can be confident about my decisions.
I like that. I love it. It's great, man. And I'm really hoping that you lead the league in receiving yards for you, and because then we will have a lot of fun.
You know what?
Next year,
I
want to
do it for me, and I want to have fun with y'all, man. So I hope it all works out. I know it's gonna work out.
Well, that's great.
Like I'll be singing next year.
We will see you here later tonight. I know Eskimo fans, there are still some tickets available. You'll be here. Mike Riley will be here. A few of your other teammates are coming down. Eskimo fans can chat with you guys over a beverage before the
everybody
season.
Everybody get out there to On the Rocks tonight. It's going to be a great night.
I like it, Adarius. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jay. I'll see you in a minute, man.